Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, May 4th. Today we are not highlighting a specific missions partner, but this gives us an opportunity to all think about someone that we know who is living missionally, either here in the U.S. or abroad, and take a moment to pray for them. So we'll do that together at the end of the podcast. We're in Genesis chapter 17 today. Over the next 2 days, we're going to read the entire chapter 17. Today, we'll go through verse 14, where God reminds Abram of the covenant he is making with him, and then the sign of the covenant. Can anybody think of what that is? Circumcision. All right, starting in verse 1. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him, saying, I am God Almighty. Live in my presence and be blameless. I will set up my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you greatly. Then Abram fell face down, and God spoke with him. As for me, here is my covenant with you. You will become the father of many nations. Your name will no longer be Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I will make you the father of many nations. I will make you extremely fruitful and will make nations and kings come from you. I will confirm my covenant that is between me and you and your future offspring throughout their generations. It is a permanent covenant to be your God and the God of your offspring after you. And to you and your future offspring, I will give the land where you are residing, all the land of Canaan, as a permanent possession, and I will be their God. God also said to Abraham, as for you, you and your offspring after you, throughout their generations are to keep my covenant. This is my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you, which you are to keep. Every one of your males must be circumcised. You must circumcise the flesh of your foreskin to serve as a sign of the covenant between me and you. Throughout your generations, every male among you is to be circumcised at 8 days old. Every male born in your household or purchased from any foreigner and not your offspring, whether born in your household or purchased, he must be circumcised. My covenant will be marked in your flesh as a permanent covenant. If any male is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that male will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. Before we move on, let's just talk about the name change from Abram to Abraham first. Abraham means father of a multitude. It makes me think about that song, Father Abraham Had Many Sons. I'm not sure all of our kids know that song anymore, so maybe I should put it at the end of the podcast today, just as a fun reminder of former days when I did that song a lot in VBS and summer camps. The other thing I want to talk about is circumcision. It seems like such an odd thing, but my study Bible notes that this mark was likely made on the male reproductive organ because God's promises centered on the offspring and the descendants and the generations to come. As we think about circumcising our hearts, being a people who have hearts that are molded and turned towards God, I'm excited to think about the fact that when that happens, the goal and hopefully the Lord's work will help new generations to know Him as well. Moving into the Psalms, we're in Psalm 113. Fun fact, the last 2 days and today's Psalm start with the same word. Do you remember what the other two Psalms started with? That's right, Hallelujah. These are praises. 111 was a praise for the Lord's works. Then 112 was praise over the God who gives traits to the righteous. And today in Psalm 113, we're praising God because He is merciful. Hallelujah! Give praise, servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, let the name of the Lord be praised. The Lord is exalted above all the nations, His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, the one enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the trash heap, in order to seat them with nobles, with the nobles of His people. He gives the childless woman a household, making her the joyful mother of children. Hallelujah. Will you pray with me? Lord, we thank You that from the rising of the sun to its setting, there are people who praise Your name. We thank You, Lord, for missionaries who are doing the good work of taking Your name to all nations. Even now, we lift up in our hearts the names of those on our prayer list who are in different parts of the world. We thank You, Lord, for the hopeful message of this psalm that You raise the poor from the dust. In hope, we pray verse 9 over our friends who are struggling with infertility. Lord, would You give the childless woman a household, making her the joyful mother of children. We thank You, Lord, for Your covenant promises and how through Abraham's line we have been so blessed, forever changed through Jesus our Lord. Continue, Lord, to circumcise our hearts and remind us that we are Yours and that our purpose is to carry on that blessing in word and deed, to show others what it means to be Your follower, Jesus. It's in Your name that we pray. Amen.